Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. With new lowered rates throughout Louisiana, call today and see how much you can save, along with the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Listen, Tom Brady posted on his Instagram he still feels like he has more to prove. Do you still feel like you have more to prove in the NFL?
Oh, listen, there's always something to prove, man. That's the way life is.
I knew that answer was coming. I knew I was going to get exactly that answer.
So, you know, Drew, looking at and I guess it goes hand in hand. When we look at time of possession, we've basically been able to control the football amongst the best in the National Football League. But the Vikings had the ball 9 minutes more, and they were prolific, being 10 of 18, 56%. We were only 4 of 11, 36%. And I said this, you know, we do in the pregame. They were number one in 2007-18 on third down defense. They were 19th. What did they do differently to be so you know, getting the job done on third down, and we were only able to convert 36%, 4 of 11?
I mean, listen, I don't really care what the stats say about them. They're a good third down defense. You know, they've got a great pass rush. I think they were one of the league leaders in sacks, and if not sacks, then just getting pressure on the quarterback, and obviously they're good on the back end as well, and really, really good at the linebacker position. So, I mean, we got into some third and maybe not so favorable situations. You know, I can recall more third and longs than where we should be. But yeah, it wasn't our most efficient game on third down by any stretch.
Drew, I know the thumb didn't seem like it was an issue for you. Do you have anything following up as far as with the doctor, and you know, what's the timeline on that as far as the thumb injury is concerned?
No, it's I mean, there's no real follow up with the doctor. I guess it was during the bye week. You know, so I played in the Arizona Cardinal game, right? Which was I think I was 5.5 weeks post op at that point. And then we had the bye week that next week, and I did an MRI at that point and sent it to the doctor, and he just wanted to make sure that the healing process was, you know, not just on track, but it was, you know, where it needed to be. And so he felt really good about that. And at that point he said, listen, you know, as long as you play with that splint, you know, at least for the next 4 weeks, you know, that would make him comfortable. And if I felt like wearing it, you know, for the rest of the season, as long as it didn't bother me, then that would make him even more comfortable, just knowing that it provided that extra layer of protection and stability and support. But no, it's good. You know, I mean, as far as just everyday life, you know, I can do everything that I need to do.
Now, Drew, obviously, I think the target is always about 65 snaps or more. We only had 54 offensive plays. But come on, it just seems like we were running the teens. We might win, but we might not win. I mean, I just looking at 17 rushing attempts. I always say this, as great as your career has been, less of Drew is more. And you didn't throw the ball that much. It wasn't like you threw 43, it was only 33. But 17 rushing attempts. And the one play the fans are puzzled is that, I don't know, it's third and a yard and a half. We're running some freaking trick play. Why not give the ball to Latavius Murray up the gut, considering he only had 5 carries and he averaged over 4 yards a carry? I don't know. They get frustrated that at times we get a little too cute, and that not necessarily just trying to go north and south, maybe going east and west, or not really just taking it to the defense. Because you know, an offensive lineman, whether you're struggling pass blocking or not, they want to come off the ball and run block. And it seems like we are not patient enough maybe to utilize that type of game plan.
Yeah, I would say in probably going back to all those games where, you know, we rushed it, call it 20 times or less, or 25 times or less, you know, whatever that number, that benchmark is. I'd say in most of those games, we probably didn't get a lot of plays, period, you know, total plays, and which meant that we probably didn't sustain a lot of drives. You know, we probably weren't great on third down. And that's really where the rushing you know, opportunities and that kind of thing, that's where they come. You know, like if you started every drive with just kind of like a run and a run, I think you become really predictable, right? And so you want to mix up your first play of the drive, and you want to be, I think, as close to 50-50 in regards to run and pass within the first couple plays of a drive each time. That way, you know, you don't have a defense kind of teeing off on you. And that can be a mix of run, that can be play action pass, that can just be drop back pass. But, you know, as I recall, you know, we had a couple play actions to start series. And I can think of one to Jared that we hit on that was a big play, kind of had a drive going.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, there was one that was like a 10-yard loss, you know, on a sack, right? So, you know, now all of a sudden you're second and 20. And then I think the next pass play was, you know, got us to third and 10. And then all of a sudden, you know, that's a tough down. And that's a tough out against that pass rush defense, you know. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you can get drives going, then the run game comes. You know, then it's one of those where it's like, okay, you have complement, you have balance, you know, your run, your pass, you put together a 12 or 14 play drive, and it's kind of even, you know, 7 and 7 between run and pass, and you put a couple of those together, and then all of a sudden you run 72 plays, of which, you know, 30 some odd were run and 30 some odd were pass, right? We just, you know, look at our third down numbers. They weren't very good. And then look at our total plays. They weren't very good, right? And so that is why there was only, you know, 20 or less rushing attempts. And you're not going to win many games that way.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here, QB to QB on Sports Talk. And, Drew, you've said for the last couple of years you're going to kind of take it at this point in your career 1 year at a time. At what point do you start thinking about and arriving at a decision to play another year?
I mean, I think it's probably different, you know, from year to year, but you definitely take a little while just to take a deep breath, you know? And so certainly after, you know, a tough loss like that, you know, that's kind of where all of us are right now, is just taking a deep breath.
Well, Drew, let me tell you, Tom Brady had a tough loss. You had a tough loss. As long as Tom Brady's playing, I know. I want you to still play, and I think you will. I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it honest. And come on, you're younger than Tom Brady. You got to keep it rolling. Come on.
Listen, it's not a matter of if I can still play. Like, I know I can still play. And if I really wanted to, I could probably play for another 3 or 4 years. But at the end of the day, when that decision is made, I don't want to walk away from this game because I have 32 teams telling me I can't play anymore, right?
Right.
I want to do it on my own terms. And, you know, when that time comes, you know, I'll know. And in large part, it'll be because of my family, right? I mean, I've played 30 years of organized football, right? 19 years of professional football. You know, that's the 30 years that's 3/4 of my life, right? And so, man, I've devoted myself to this for so long, and I've had my family sacrifice for so long. And so these are all the things that you take into account, you know, when making a decision like that. So, but listen, I mean, it's less than a week, you know, since
right.
This, I mean, shoot, it's what, 3 days, right? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we're all just taking a deep breath, and, yeah, that's where we're at.
Drew, I mean, nobody's listening. Just go ahead and tell us you're coming back next year. Just get it out of the way. Nobody's listening. You know?
Listen, I'm not saying anything yet.
I know.
Drew ain't giving up the goals. That's my opinion.
Drew, I have to ask you, 2 years in a row, 13-3 as far as overall regular season record, you know, but still not able to get to where you guys want to get to. What are some things you think from maybe from either organizational, from a player's perspective, to be able to get you over that hump, you know, to be able to say, hey, look, the pressure's really not here on us anymore, but this is what we want to be able to accomplish. I mean, because, yes, regular season, it was outstanding, but we know it's the playoffs where you want to be successful as far as this team is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, look, once you get to the tournament, you know, anything can happen. I think that's been proven, right?
Right.
I mean, even look at wild card weekend here, right? Three out of the four road teams won. And, in fact, you could probably make a strong argument that Buffalo had a couple chances to win that game too, right?
Correct.
So, right. Now, you know, I look at us, right? And, unfortunately, the last 2 years, we've exited the playoffs by losing overtime games, right, at home. You know, which I'd sit here and tell you, man, like, I feel unstoppable at home, especially in the playoffs, right? You know, historically, that's where we had been. I don't know how many we had run one in a row. It was six or seven, you know, prior to that loss last year. So, you know, listen, you play the regular season to put yourself in the best position to make a run at it in the playoffs, right? The best records end up getting the best seeds, right? The best seeds get home field advantage and potentially first round buys, which allow you rest and therefore, you know, even more of an advantage. So, but man, once you get to the playoffs, like, anything can happen. You know, I mean, we've been a wild card team that's gone on the road and won, right? We went and beat Philly in 13
right.
doing that, right?
That cold weather game, yep.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue, you know, 3 years ago, there was the Minneapolis miracle. I mean, we had that game won. Right?
Yeah.
You know, we went on the road. We were down 17 points, and we came back and scored 24 in the second half to pretty much beat those guys, right?
Right.
So it just you look every year. Anything can happen in the playoffs. You just want to be in a position where you're obviously giving yourself the best, you know, opportunity. You're as healthy as you can possibly be. But it's always the teams that are playing the best, you know? I mean, you want to be an ascending team. Going in, and that's the part that's probably most disappointing for me about this loss for us is that, man, I thought we were playing really good football. You know,
offense,
some of our best
defense, special teams. Yeah, come on, offense, defense, special teams. Like, you were player of the month in December.
All the way around.
Yeah, it was all the way around. Now, Drew, how do you handle? Because your kids are getting older. And obviously, they realized having a competitive spirit, whether you won or lost. Did you have to console them? And maybe they were crying like, "Dad, I can't believe we lost." Or how did that occur when you have to be that father figure with your kids? Because I know how passionate they are about you do and their involvement.
Yeah. Well, when I got upstairs, you know, my wife had told me that, you know, they'd all been really upset and shed tears, and, you know, that was obviously they're as heavily invested as anybody, you know,
right,
as all of us, and so it was obviously disappointing and sad for everybody, because, you know, they're at that point now where, you know, they get it, they know. I mean, they know how it all goes down, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
They knew the road to the playoffs, right? They kind of had it all mapped out in their mind as to how it was going to go down, right? And so, unfortunately, you know, they recognized that wasn't going to happen.
Drew, how'd you do as a dishwasher, man?
Yeah, my undercover boss episode. I think it comes on in 10 minutes here on CBS with walk-ons. Yeah, so we shot that during the summer. It was really a great experience. I had the opportunity to basically go undercover and work in the Poydras location right across from the Superdome there at the walk-ons. And, man, what an incredible experience. I mean, it makes you realize just what great people that we have in place with walk-ons, but also just so many unsung heroes. And I think that's what's the great part of the show is, obviously, it's entertaining to watch me get in there and wash dishes and struggle a little bit, you know. But I think also there's just that there's that human element of just learning about people and learning about their journeys and some of their contributions and then being able to reward a lot of those unsung heroes.
Drew, best thing or funniest thing maybe from your kids today?
Today?
Yeah.
Well,
for the last couple of days.
Well, we're you start very quickly, and obviously, as sad as they were that, you know, we weren't going to the Super Bowl, it very quickly turned into, okay, well, we're definitely going to the Pro Bowl then, right? And I'm like, I mean, can you give Dad a second to kind of like mourn here for a bit, you know, and then we can talk about it. And so now it's about the number of jerseys that they're going to be able to collect at the Pro Bowl, you know, and all the guys that they're going to hang out with and that kind of stuff. So
hanging out at Disney World, yep.
Hey, listen, Disney World and being able to hang with some of their, you know, the guys that they look up to, that's what makes that a great experience, you know, is just watching their enjoyment and, you know, guys that they look up to. And, I mean, you never know what happens for your kids that might be that moment of inspiration for them that, you know, just kind of makes the difference.
Drew, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has openly stated that he would love to meet you, and he grew up, you know, kind of watching you play and idolizing your play. Any intentions to talk to him before Monday night's national championship game in person?
Yeah, I think that's been arranged, actually. I think I'm going to have a chance to see him before the game, and I'm looking forward to that. I've heard, obviously, a lot of great things. I admire all the things that he's been able to do and position that team to make a run at it here, you know. So we're actually going to be at the game on Monday night rooting on the Tigers. So, man, we're pumped.
Kids got Tigers gear? They got the jersey?
Well, you got to say LSU Tigers. You can't just say the freaking Tigers.
All right. He knows.
You
got to
say LSU.
Right. Well, how about
I say? Only Bobby.
Yeah. How about if I just say our
yeah,
big
go,
Tigers?
You hit it right, like, if hit it right
if
there.
If I say it like Ogeron, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly.
Drew, thanks for the time. And I know that we're going to be the first station you call when you decide on what your future is. I know that for a fact, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying that.
All right, Drew.
Saints quarterback,
right, guys,
Drew Brees.
I'll see you.
All right. QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. With new lowered rates throughout Louisiana, call today to see how much you can save and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer
Christian.
Center.